The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the bench warmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
How you doing?
I might have to do a show as Jim Boeheim the whole time.
You think
how many times do you think people would turn the TV off if you went Boeheim for two straight hours?
We're gonna get Boeheim on.
We do.
So
I would like that.
I love Boeheim.
Julie too.
How can
you not like Jimmy B, man? You gotta like him.
I love Boeheim. The best thing about Boeheim is he's just so blunt. You know what I mean? He just says.
He gets so irritated with the media too, man.
Well, he didn't play well. Okay.
We can get Buddy on.
Buddy Hield?
No, Buddy Boeheim. Especially if he plays for Gonzaga, because remember we got Shimmick Kronowski?
Yeah. The big Shim, man.
Yeah.
Fella. What a nice guy he was.
Their SID is a friend of the show.
Well, that means that's another good phrase. A friend of the show. You know what I'm saying, Bear?
We got a lot.
Friend of the show.
Let me ask you this. One person to get on the show. Do I already know your answer? We get one guest. You're going to get one guest for the next year. You get to have your wish list.
In studio?
In studio. Okay, in studio. Who would it be?
Well, that's a tough question. I think for entertainment purposes, in studio would be Bill Walton. Because he's just going to be saying obnoxious.
Well, we'd ask him one question.
Yeah, that's
for
what I
two
mean.
Hours, we wouldn't
would
say
talk
another
about
word.
Technology, Sean, innovation, the iPhone.
Sean Salisbury.
And the Grateful Dead.
I remember Helix High School.
Would he wear a tie-dye t-shirt, you think?
Oh, of course he would. I'd read you the guys the text he sent me. It was priceless, remember?
He's hilarious. You know who would be fun in here is our guy that we have on the phone every week, Rashard McCants.
Yep.
You know
so yours would
know?
Be Walton. Of all the guests you could have in studio, it would be Bill Walton.
Yeah, you know what I want to know from Rashard? Who his top three hated Dukies are. Like, what three Duke guys he hates the most.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, what
Brady.
Okay, well, let's ask him today if we get him on.
How about
I'll ask him that for you.
Yeah, Bieber would be pretty good, but I don't know if we could get Bieber in the building.
How could you not say Tom
no,
Brady?
No, you get him in the building. I'm just saying you get him.
We get him in?
Yes, we already get him in. It's an obvious. You get no, they're coming. I'd say I'd probably take a guy like Jack Nicholson. Talk Lakers. I mean, he'll talk. I could talk movies. See, I can go anywhere with that guy. And the way he'd look at, he'd just be kind of, that'd be Jack. I would love it. So we'll keep that in mind. That's another question. Maybe that's all of us ask all of us what we're going to go with. Okay, we're joined now. They're 4-0, man.
Undefeated.
They're bringing 4-0, nice. Undefeated in the Big Three. They were just in Philly. He's a member of the team Trilogy. First pick of the Big Three and a weekly guest, and we'll fire off some fun questions at him. But we got to talk Big Three first. The 4-0, Rashard McCants. Why he's the Big Three's first overall pick? Well, he finished with 20 points. Two threes and a four-pointer. Rashard McCants joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. It's another week, my friend. You guys just undefeated. They might as well just put an all-star team together to play you guys.
Man, it's good to be back on, man.
Good to have you back on. How was it in Philly this week?
Philly was, once again, man, 4 weeks in a row, electric, electric, electric. It was the best city that we've had so far. The celebrity turnout is almost as blueprint as it gets as far as what we look for and what we want to do for the Big Three. And more to come. Chicago should be the same thing or even more.
Yeah, headed to Chicago for next week's games. And I'm curious about the Philly thing. And I'll bet you, I mean, I know you had big expectations, not only of Philly, but the entire season. But has it shocked you how it stayed the course and been electric everywhere and it continues to build momentum?
Yes and no. Just because for the consistency, the fans are continuing to come out and support us. And I think week by week, the players are getting better as well. So the performances are increasing. You got guys like Rashard Lewis and Steven Jackson and that are just putting on memorable performances, scoring the ball. You know, we're out there playing our hearts out, and I think it's going to get better week by week.
Were you disappointed? And how was there any deep sigh and bummer in the building when AI didn't show up?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, he had a medical
situation. Yep.
But, I think just for him being in the arena was just an all-time type of feeling, especially for Philly. And I think that they want to see him just to see him more than just to see him play. Just being around him and seeing him on the court is just is something to experience in itself.
It did mean a lot to him, Rashad, to have, I mean, that Philly and that city, that means a lot to him almost as much, and maybe even more than he means to them. He loves that place.
Yeah, absolutely. And he gets teary-eyed when he speaks about Philly and what they've done for him, his career and his life and his family. So it was definitely a touching moment to see him and Dr. J go out there and seize the moment.
Nice to Rashad McCants, Big Three member of the Trilogy. Their 4-0 joins us here as he does weekly on the Sean Salisbury Show. I still think AI may be the best pound-for-pound basketball player I ever saw. Love the guy. And it was one of my great thrills when I got to interview him and meet him in person finally. We were talking football because he was a great, you know, fun quarterback not mouth of Wilson, but Newport News area or somewhere in Virginia. Just a great athlete. So I bet that was fun for everybody. Okay, it's that. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Rashad?
Yeah, I mean, Allen Iverson, man, when it comes to Philly, man, is Hall of Fame. You know, it's Hall of Fame as it gets. And especially for me personally, man, he's a good friend. And just to see that smile on his face is just, man, it's just impeccable.
Okay, we wait for this moment every week where we fire questions at you from whether entertainment, sports, and they're priceless answers. So we got to, it's time. Let's start first. Some of them are serious and some of them are fun. We got to do it because I know you'll answer it. Okay, Mike Vick, a hell of a performer and a great athlete in his own right, said this week that it may, almost in a conforming way, that maybe Colin Kaepernick needs to cut his hair, and I'm paraphrasing, kind of play the game so, you know, a bunch of rich white owners, and that's coming out of my mouth, will give him a chance to play. Was Michael Vick way out of line, or should Kaepernick conform to that and say, I got to conform and look the part for these white owners? What do you think?
Man, it's so much to say for this question. Without disrespecting Michael Vick, because I don't think he thought about what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Colin Kaepernick conforms, there should be no other protest in the history of living life or anything. You know, I mean, cutting your hair for taking a knee, you know, similar to what Shannon Sharpe was saying on Undisputed, man, it's just Michael Vick is way out of line. He's stay in his lane. Everybody needs to stay in their lane when it comes to making opinions about things that they're not standing up for. Because Michael Vick could have taken Colin Kaepernick's side with the whole protest situation, given everyone was standing for him when he had the whole dog situation going on. We all stood for Mike Vick and wanted to see him free because we understand that he didn't really do anything. Mike Vick should have the same type of stance for Colin. Colin hasn't done anything to warrant not being hired and playing the sport. Michael Vick is out of line.
What will history say about Colin Kaepernick in 20 years?
Ooh. He's going to go down in history. He's going to go down in history as one of the greatest activists in sports history.
All right, let's put together your ownership team. The Houston Rockets are up for sale. Give me three guys you want in your ownership team if you're going to buy them. Who you got?
Jay-Z, Puff Daddy, Mr. Diddy, and myself.
Okay, give me one more.
LeVar, Big Baller Ball.
Wow.
Now, why LeVar? Because he's going to be the marketing side of it. Why the Big Baller?
Man, you need a Big Baller brand behind such a scheme as being an owner of an NBA team. You got to bring that marketing promotion scheme. I think he's genius for it. I think you got guys like the Rock Nation, like a guy like the Lakers hired Rob Pelinka as an ex-agent to run GM circuit. Why not have a guy like Jay-Z that understands athletes? And then you got Puff Daddy, who's just a mogul in itself. He knows how to run business.
And they know how to make money. Okay, so we got your ownership team. And tell those guys to get on it. Let's get you over here in Houston, my man. All right, O.J. Simpson may be paroled tomorrow. Would you play golf with O.J. Simpson if he asked you?
Absolutely.
What would you say to him? What's the first thing you'd say to him? Other than never mind, I'm not even going to go there. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't talk at his backswing, right? So what would you say to him if you're on the golf course with him?
Well, first thing I'm going to do is get his autograph. First thing I'm going to do. Second thing I'm going to do is we're going to get some gin and OJ. We're going to take a little toast, and we're going to celebrate him being free. And then we're going to figure out a way to get his money back.
See, that's the business side of Rashad McCants. That's right. And he's our guest right here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Okay, as a Carolina guy, a lot of Duke guys are hated. Name the three top Duke guys you just can't stand.
Lord. Oh, man, these guys are still around, though. It's going to be hard, man.
It's okay. You can hate them if they're still around.
Off the record.
Yeah, nobody's watching. Sure they're not.
We're not on TV or anything.
Oh, man. I didn't have a problem with a lot of those guys. I didn't like Mike Dunleavy. Lee Milkleone. I didn't like Lee Milkleone.
Too many charges.
too many fake charges. And I would say Wojciechowski. I didn't like Wojo. I didn't like Wojo in the jersey, and I didn't like him on the bench.
Slapping the floor.
Okay. Slapping the floor and shit. I didn't like that.
The slapping, yeah, because he has no game. Man. That's why. If you're slapping the floor, you have no game. Now, let me ask you this. Was there a Carolina player that you didn't like playing with? Or once you've been gone, you see a guy that said, man, he bothers me.
Tyler Hansborough.
Okay, as we let you go, tell us why.
Well, I've heard through the grapevine, Mr. Psycho T says a lot of things about me being psycho. Ooh. So I remember playing against him when he was at Carolina, and I had to guard him. And he was all this hype, and he was this guy supposed to be so dominant, and I had to guard him, and he didn't score a point. And after the pickup game, he goes and brags to Coach Williams about how I was the strongest player he's ever faced, but he's 6'9", I'm 6'3", he couldn't score. I just didn't like it. He didn't have no fight. He just was one of those guys that I just didn't like him. I didn't like him at all.
I love it. And I love that you back down from nothing. I have so much more to ask you, but some of these I could save till next week. So we're looking forward to it, my man. And I know you're looking forward to Chicago. Continue the quest for the undefeated in the Big Three, the trilogy. And as always, we love having you on. Great insight. Thanks for the serious part, and also thanks for the laughs. And we'll look forward to it next week, Rashad. Thanks, my man.
All right, buddy, Sean. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, appreciate it. I love that guy, man. I love him. I do. I just absolutely.
He's hilarious.
This is like one of my favorite times of the week because he's bringing it. He talks about activism, hating his own North Carolina guy. And I love it. 6'9", 6'3", can't score on me. Love it. We got so much more to talk about. We're going to break down our top three defensive coordinators in the league. Tough to keep it at three, but we've done it with everybody. We gave the special teams a little extra love because we covered three or four positions. But we'll talk that next. And thanks to Rashad McCants, I can't wait till next week. It's the Sean Salisbury Show. It's right here on BN Sports.